Some of Idaho's COVID-19 trends are looking promising for now. But as Rachel Cohen reports, health officials say testing and public buy-in of prevention efforts continue to be obstacles.
Idaho is still a long way from testing the 150,000 people each week that the testing task force recommended months ago. But there have been some strides. Idaho has exceeded the White House recommendation of testing 2% of the population each month. Elke Shaw-Tulloch is a public health administrator for the Idaho Department of Health and Welfare. During the department's quarterly meeting yesterday, she said the state has recently allocated about $40 million to boosting testing, including
$21 million earmarked for schools and to make available testing for teachers, students, and staff.
Other funds are going to rural pharmacies, long-term care centers, and laboratories. Local public health leaders also gave updates from their region during the meeting. They all say COVID-19 has been politicized, and it's been a big challenge for their work.
Some feel that we're doing too much, and others that feel that we're not doing enough.
They all say COVID-19 has been politicized, and that's been a big challenge for their work.
And unfortunately, it is a mixed message that comes not only from just the general public, but also some of our elected leaders, both state and local level.
Other health districts have seen protests, threats to staff, and a lawsuit over a mask mandate. Rachel Cohen, Boise State Public Radio News.